This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon, and it's about 18 minutes till the top of the hour. Scott Burton, your host today, and our next guest is from the Southeast Alaska Master Gardeners, and we're going to be talking about this weekend's super plant sale. Pat Harris, welcome to the show.
Pat Hartman.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry, Pat.
That's okay. Pat Harris and I are in a lot of organizations together, and there's a lot of Pats in all of them, and we all get confused and mixed together. So,
well, Pat Hartman, welcome to the show. And remind us your relationship to the Southeast Alaska Master Gardeners.
I have previously been the president for 4 years. This year I am in charge of co-chairing the Master Gardener Garden Tour, and also overall for the Master Gardeners are hosting the Super Plant Sale this year, so I'm in charge of that. There is five organizations that rotate through, taking turns hosting that and arranging for everything.
All right, so today's focus is indeed the Super Plant Sale, is that right?
It is. It's coming up this Saturday from 9 to 12, and we've got some great things there. If you're looking for plants that you know that are going to be here, a lot of those are what I call pass-along plants. People have donated them and dug them up out of the yard, so you know they're going to do really well here. And also there will be a lot of vegetable and different starts there too. So if you're looking for tomatoes or, you know, those crops that you'd really like to get going in your greenhouses or your gardens or part of the community garden, it's a great time to get veggies.
All right. How's your garden looking right now?
Wet. It's coming along. It's not anything wonderful right now. I had high hopes last month when it got really warm, but
right.
You know,
I think we all did.
It's spring, but things are starting to bloom, and a lot of denticulatas out there. So I know at the plant sale we've got the Arboretum will be there selling primroses. So it's a great time to come and get different types of primulas. There will be. Ed's Edibles will have a vendor spot there, Landscape Alaska. Also this year, we're going to have Don Abels there with some fun stuff. And if in the past, if you've gone and gotten the great pansies that Montessori sells, they're going to be back that year. And then we've got a couple of new ones. So we've got a youth group from school, one of the clubs there of the science program. They've been collecting rabbit scat throughout the year. So if you're looking for a great new fertilizer for your gardens, I'm excited about that one. There was a garden in another place I used to have, and they had pet rabbits, and their yard was absolutely gorgeous from the rabbit fertilizer. So I'm excited to see that one. You look like you've got questions, Scott.
I do, but the rabbit fertilizer. That's new. That's very interesting. Yeah. So it's this Saturday, May 11th, from 9 a.m. to noon in the Safeway parking lot. Is that right?
Correct. And it will be over there in the corner between Vintage and the highway. And, you know, we're going to have Sunshine Inspirations will be there. Kim Peterson and Tony Hinkle will be doing their fun garden stuff. And then there's another group that's painted up clay pots. So you can get some designer clay pots for your yard, too. So it'll be a fun time. And if you get there early and you want some information, we're going to have an area set up, too, that will have information. So if you're interested in knowing about the community gardens or master gardeners or the garden tour or the primrose chapter or joining the garden club or Friends of the Arboretum, they'll all have booths there where you can go get more information about those organizations.
It sounds like there's something from the novice to the master gardener.
Always.
Thinking of our novice gardeners listening out there, if somebody's never done a garden before here in Southeast, what advice might you give them? What's a good way to start?
Come to the plant sale. Come to the plant sale and see what can actually grow. When I first moved here, I've been here for about 10 years. And when I first moved here, I thought, oh, I'm not going to be able to grow anything here with all this rain. And it happened to be one of the rainiest years on record that we had 10 years ago. So, you know, you learn that there's a lot of things that you can grow. You can't expect to grow tomatoes outside normally. That just doesn't happen around here. But there are so many other things that you can grow.
What are a couple of things in your garden that you appreciate the most?
My new one that I'm doing this year is trying golden beets. I'm not sure how that will turn out, but I usually do tomatoes every year. I've got some pretty... Oh, I have a greenhouse too, though, so I cheat. I had never grown primulas until we moved here, and so I do grow a lot of primulas. That's one of those things. We are the primrose capital, so that's an easy one to start with.
So yeah, those aren't that hard, or are they?
It depends on what type you get. There'll be a lot of denticulatus for sale at those are the lollipop, they call them lollipop primroses too. So you'll see the Dorothys and the denticulatus, they're pretty easy to grow around here.
And Pat, why do you garden? What is it about it that you like?
It's cathartic for me. If I find it relaxing, enjoyable, and I'd love to just go out and get my hands in the dirt and weed and garden
and it's the vegetables enjoyable. And stuff are maybe a bonus?
They're a bonus, and this year I'm trying edible flowers. It's a new one this year, so I've planted a lot of marigolds, nasturtiums, calendulas, begonias. You can eat begonias. So I had a salad. Ed Bajarski brought a salad to an event that had red begonias in it, and tomatoes weren't ripe yet, and it was a wonderful taste, very different. So I'm experimenting with the edible flowers stuff, and not even flowers you can do. Well, they're still flowers, but squash blossoms, you can stuff those and eat them.
Okay.
So
if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Pat Hartman, and she's representing the Southeast Alaska Master Gardeners, who are part of the Super Plant Sale this Saturday, May 11th. From 9 a.m. to noon in the Safeway parking lot. Any pro tips for us, Pat? How to approach Saturday? Is there plenty of parking? Should we get there early?
Earlier is the better. You might want to get there at 8:30. They don't drop the red tape until 9, but you might want to have a shopping basket. I've seen people bring shopping carts, little red wagons, all sorts of different things to carry their plants around. So it's if you think you're going to buy one or if you're going to buy many, it's good to have something to pull. Most people do want to have checks or cash. I know the master gardeners are set up for credit cards, but most everybody else is going to be cash and checks, other than Dave from Landscape Alaska might take credit cards.
All right, Pat Hartman, we'll see you this Saturday at Safeway from 9 to noon. The Super Plant Sale. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, just thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.